Blog Talk Radio. Yes, yes, yes. This is another day of 2021. We don't have many to go. We only have next week, and the Lord has blessed each and every one of us to be here on this 26th day, the day that America recognizes the birth of Jesus. But we know, we as men and women of God, we recognize that daily. All day long. We don't need a day of the week or a day of the year to remind us about how blessed we truly are. I mean, it's a blessing to know God, especially when you know so many don't know him and they reject him. And so I'm going to tell you in advance, today is going to be an interesting subject. So I'm going to want you all to think about some of those wise tales or some of those words of wisdom that your parents or loved ones or even you came up with that you share with your family members. And then we're going to get into some deep, make sure that we're aware of. So Minister Sheila, can you pray for us and with us for the program?
Good morning. I just want to thank each and every one of you for listening today, tuning in to the program. Just want to thank God for another day. Thank him for letting us be here to celebrate Jesus Christ's birthday and to all the birthdays of this month, and to thank the Lord and thank the Lord and thank the Lord for yet. I do have a birthday coming in a few days, and I thank the Lord to bless me to be here. But if he has a change that I can come home, I thank him for that too. I just thank the Lord for each and every one of you for tuning in this morning. I want to thank for Apostle-elect Pastor Troy Thomas, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Margot McCoy, Dr. Serena Wright, Evangelist Missionary, Pastor Toy Montgomery, Linda Handy, Lauren Seabury, and to all the teachers and leaders in our family and the ones joining with our family. Lord, I give honor to you for blessing us with this day to let us see the 26th day of the 12th month of 2021, and ask you to bless us all for this day to now and to the days that you have loved us enough to treasure us for more and to bless us into this new year as you see fit to let us all know that you are the way and you are the blessing of the life of love that can lead us into wonderful and beautiful things. I give honor to my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, nieces, nephews, cousins, my bloodline family, and also my spiritual family. But Lord, I thank you for blessing us with this and bless this government to serve all the people, not some of the people, but all the people that you have here on earth, because we are all sisters and brothers under our Father God and the Son, Christ Lord Jesus. And to bless this law enforcement to lead us and to treasure us the way that the Lord has them, to cover us and lead us and protect. And Lord, I thank you for me and myself from the other day at the nail shop right outside. There was a shootout, but Lord, I thank you for all of us that did no bullets ricochet up into the nail shop that we was at, and the little kids and parents that was walking outside the door. But Lord, I know you can cover us in more ways than we realize, but we need to thank you no matter what, that we can wake up in the morning and go to sleep at night, to take us through the day and night and safely in the presence of your love. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. And I apologize for yet I am at work that I might not be able to finish the program, but Lord, I thank you for me to be able to even listen and participate in the program. But God, I thank you for this life that you have blessed us and given us, and to check us through all ups and downs with the Lord. Thank you to our finance, our sickness, our health, our jobs, our neighborhoods, our family, or even within ourselves. But Lord, I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you. Back to you, Apostle Elect.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Sheila. So first I want to start off with, I just want to ask you all to share, whether it's one or whether it's several or just, I mean, whatever God has given you. This is truly a let's talk type of thing on today. So if you're able to participate, that's fine. And if you're not, that's fine as well. But I want you to know that I would like to know, are there any wise tales, words of wisdom? Are there any of those things that someone may have taught you or things that you heard growing up, such as, you know, there are some really interesting ones out there. You know, you step on the crack, you break your mother's back, you know, that kind of stuff. Although we may say, oh, well, that was just a kid's thing. Well, there was plenty of people walking down the street, stepping over and hopping over those cracks growing up. There was things like one of our elderly people had told us something crazy about even stuff dealing with sex. If you didn't have sex by a certain age, you would get spider webs. I mean, it was just different things that didn't make sense. But then we had people that would tell us stuff about, you know, eat chicken soup and you'll feel better. And although people have said that there was different ingredients and things in it that made you feel better, you know, some people discounted it and said, no, it may have hydrated you, but that's about all it did. But we know that there were some things that people did that included prayer that made some of the things we heard, you know, God ordained and God blessed. But we also know there were some crazy things. So I'm going to open up the lines and see if anybody wants to share any or even share words of wisdom with us on today. So the lines are open. If you want to share any of those foundational things that your parents or grandparents or somebody taught you or something you learned in life, go ahead and do it now.
Good morning, Saints. I'm sorry, this is Minister Margo. My throat is a little sore, but I just thank God for another Sunday. And with this being our last Sunday of this year, God has blessed us to make it this far and to be able to give him the praise and the glory. And I think it's interesting, your topic, but the thing that came to mind for me that my mother would always say that I think has really served me well throughout my life is that it's from the scriptures, actually, when she said that everything that we do, we should do it unto the Lord. That everything that you do, do it as if unto the Lord. And that helped in so many areas, especially as I worked in different fields, working especially with difficult people, that it was not about your boss. It was not about your supervisor. It wasn't about anyone but God, that everything you do, you should bring excellence. You should do the best because you're doing it unto God. You're doing it unto him. You give him glory. You worship him by doing your very best, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. And so that's what I'd like to share today as we go forward. I don't think there is any way that you can make a mistake or you can disappoint anyone if you do everything as unto the Lord. God bless you, Saints.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo. That was awesome. And don't forget, we can do both biblical things and we can do those that are, I love that, about doing things as unto the Lord. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Minister Sylvia. I remember hearing stuff like, don't look for nothing because you're going to find what you're looking for. I remember hearing, you will reap what you sow. I remember one of my aunties telling me, if something keeps happening around you, ask God, what is he trying to tell you? Ask God, what is the message he's trying to get you to get from him, and what it is that he's trying to show you. Is he trying to tell you, you need to put a plan of escape in? How do I get from here? You know, I remember hearing even songs will say, smiling faces. You know how people will play to be your friend and they will stab you in the back, and everybody that you think hates you don't hate you. Sometimes they're just watching you because they're trying to find out, why is that person so blessed? What can I get out of being around that person? What is it that they're doing that I'm not doing, because I'm trying to find out how can I go about getting blessed. I'm sorry for the noise in the background, I'm at work. But I just remember so much, so many things I can say about what I heard growing up. But another thing I heard, if you want, you don't want a black person to know something, put it in the book, because they ain't going to read nothing. You know, I heard stuff like that. But I learned to find out that is not true. A lot of black people read books. So that's all I can say for right now.
Amen. That's true. Lots of things that had prejudice or racial backgrounds, lots of things that were sent to warn us and to teach us various things. And many times, as you said, Minister Sylvia, just because it was being said didn't mean that it was true, and reminding us that there is knowledge in books, and people will try to discredit certain races just by things that they say about that particular race. And like she also said about reminding us, when things happen or are happening around you repetitively, the best source to seek is God, to find out why that thing is happening. I remember Apostle Sandra Thomas teaching that quite a bit. And I remember my mother reminding us of that as well. Anyone else like to share? If you decide you want to share, just let me know, because I'm going to ask you another question. I'm not going to get into it right now, but I'm going to let you know I'll be leading up to it real soon. I want to know how many of you have been taught the names of demons, how many of you have been taught about demonic warfare, how many of you have been taught the importance of knowing those, not only that you labor among, but various things that people are dealing with. And all of this will tie in real soon. So we were taught not to sit on a man's lap because of the various sexual perversions that were out there. And this is talking about little girls or little boys. Talks about the hair on the dog. We were talking about breaking the chicken wishbone for luck. You know, if you spill salt, then you had to throw it over your left shoulder. Taught about cheese will give you nightmares, that you shouldn't watch a kettle because if you did, it wouldn't boil. I mean, some of this stuff really makes no sense because it really was not true. Some of us may have even heard about when you give a knife to someone, you also have to give them a penny. Okay, what did that have to do with anything? And we were also taught about if you step on a crack, like I said, you break your mother's back. What does that stepping on that crack have to do with your mother's back? You know, it was just something that was funny, something that actually people said, oh, that was just a little kid's wise joke. But like I said, there were people jumping all over the place going to school. I mean, you know how much time we missed or how many minutes we could have had growing up just walking straight instead of trying to jump off over those cracks. And we also were told that hanging out with older people would make you wiser or smarter. And although we know that that, in fact, is true in some cases, not all older people were teaching grown-up things. DMX, he talked about how when he was a teenager, how the older person that he respected actually is the source of his addiction. We know how we were taught that you play with fire, you get burned. Now, that in itself is talking about fire, but it was also talking about things that we did in life that were considered to be evil or that could take you down a wrong road. I'm going to switch a little bit right here. I had wrote on Facebook, I said, God is and has heard our prayers. One can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to chase. And then it says, heaven has heard and is hearing your prayers. God is saying that many are dealing with or have dealt with premature death because of wavering spirits. And so I had prayed and I said, God, I see a premature death hovering over our family. And so we were praying against that and for that. And then God reminded me that in many cases, although we don't like to believe it, some people, they are playing with fire by playing with God. They say that they love him. They say that they're preaching the word for him, but yet they want to treat him like a sugar daddy or something that they can just grab a hold to. And many times people don't realize when God had placed in my spirit, and it really, it kind of brought tears to my eyes. No, it really did bring tears to my eyes, not kind of, about how some people, if he allowed them to live to next week, they would backslide on him. But if he took them home today, they would be with him. I said, wow, God. He says, so what about if that premature death is my act of bringing them home so that I could fellowship with him? And I said to God, I said, God, you would do that? And it was like a selah, like I didn't receive an answer. But I sought God because I wanted to know how many of us are wavering. How many of us are serving God one minute and serving ourselves and others the next minute? Well, it was another thing I had put on Facebook. And I had said to some people, the anointing is very attractive and expensive. And Satan wants it. He wants it bad. I mean, he lost the lot that he had because of his pride and trying to exalt himself above God. And then I said, but therefore, we are asking God how to protect his anointing on our lives and obeying his instruction. So just work with me for a while. I know you're trying to figure out where God is going in this message through me. And so then I put up Acts 8:18. And when Simon saw that through laying on of hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money, saying, give me also this power, that of whosoever I lay my hands, he may receive the Holy Ghost. But Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee, because thou hast thought that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this matter, for thy heart is not right in the sight of God. Repent, therefore, of this thy wickedness, and pray God that perhaps the thought of thine heart may be forgiven thee. And so we have to know that the anointing that's on our lives, it's drawing people. And some people switch to thinking the anointing is all about them, and they switch and they become vain. God is saying, during this time, some people are going to go into a reprobate state, a state of damnation. And it's because they're allowing the enemy to overtake them. So some of those things that they've been taught about, you can do this and you can do that, and God will forgive you. That's true. God forgives everything and everybody. And he sent Jesus so that none of us would be lost. But you can't play with God. You can't play with the anointing of God. You can't play with the people of God. You can't mistreat the people of God. You have to know that you know without a shadow of a doubt that God is watching what we're doing spiritually and naturally. We know that the word of God will not return unto him void. And so we have a lot of people in the church. We have a lot of clerics in the church. We have a lot of people with the title of a cleric, but in actuality, they're performing. They're like Simon. They want to buy and do the acts of God without a relationship. There are people that are practicing homosexuality and idolatry and adultery and various sexual perversions, and they're doing it because they think they still have time. They think time is like air, that it's always going to be there. Well, this is a clarion call on today from God, which is a summons that cannot be ignored. When God sends a clarion call, today is no different than the urgency or the hour that he sent it when Jesus was here. There are many people that are hurting, and they're hiding behind drugs and alcohol and various tranquilizers and sedatives and things because of hurts and secrets and jealousies and envies and covetous things, because of things that have happened to them in their past. There are people crying out. And they're crying out because they want to be healed. So are we giving them the word of God that shall not return unto God void, so it shall not return unto us void? Or are we giving them some of those fallacies we talked about earlier, stacked it on the crack? Are we giving them our opinion? Are we giving them our intellect? Or are we giving them the word of God? Are we telling them the truth of God? God created man in his own image. And it says, in the image of God, he created him, male and female. He created them. God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and fill the earth and subdue it. Job 12:12 says, is not wisdom found among the aged? Does not long life bring understanding? 1 Corinthians 1:30 says, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Proverbs 2:6 says, for the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. But then verse 7 even goes on to say, the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 11:2, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Verse 16 even goes on to say, how much better to get wisdom than gold, to get insight rather than silver. Then you have Ecclesiastes verse 26 that says, to the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and happiness. But to the sinner, he gives the task of gathering and storing up wealth. My, my, my. Colossians 2:2-3. For my hope is that their hearts may be encouraged as they knit together in unselfish love, so that they may have all the riches that come from the full assurance of understanding, the joy of salvation resulting in a true and more intimate knowledge of the mystery of God, that is Christ. Verse 3, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge regarding the word and the purpose of God. I share those verses because I like how Minister Margo and Minister Sylvia had shared things that were biblical, but yet when I share things that were biblical, fallacies, and things that we just heard. And it's because during this day and time, people need the wisdom, the biblical wisdom of God. For the demonic warfare that's coming against the children and the grown-ups coming in our home, it's coming in these places we are calling churches. How many of you know that there's churches that are operating in everything but God? We have pastors, musicians, and we've had this even when we were growing up, that are using their position for various types of sexual perversion as avenues to do this or that. I know everybody talks about the pastor that fell who got caught seducing his armor bearers and things of that sort. But how many of you know that many people who aren't in a relationship with God would try to blame God for those things? Minister Sylvia talked about how if things were happening around you on a continuum basis, how we should go to God. God, why does this constantly happen? Minister Margo taught us about how even when her mother shared words of wisdom, it was biblically sound. Now I want to open up the floor or the lines to know how many of you have heard about the various demonic warfares that many people are enduring, especially during this season, and you've learned to not only pray about them, but to pray about them based off of their very name. They're not able to hide, because like when in the Bible, when the demons wanted to go into the pigs, They did not want to be discovered. They wanted to be hidden. And there's a lot of hidden things going on in this world. There's a lot of demonic things going on in this world. And when people are saying, oh, the man here or this or that, but they're not calling it by its name. They're not calling it out. And I know many of you may have heard Apostle Eckhart. He calls them out by their name. Miss Trim, Prophetess Trim, she calls them by their name. And how many of you know that being called Renee and Sheila's little sister, they're not calling me by my name? How many of you know being called that minister or this minister is not calling you by your name? So I want to know how many of you have heard the various names of various demons. And if you could share with us some of those things that you've heard, and even if you want to go as far as sharing scriptures about it, I'm good with that too. But the lines are open for you to share if you wish. Okay. Well, I'm going to continue on. There's a demonic instance that you'll see in all types of music now. They have this one thing where the young man was actually talking about, and he was singing about him and the devil. And he was having this type of seductive thing with the devil. And he was saying different things, and all I can think of was our children are hearing this. And then excuse this, because I know it will offend some. But growing up, we would listen to house music. And I mean, whether it was the song White Horse or the song There's Some Whores in This House. And now it's back. And there's a rapper that's singing it. And when you watch the video, it's very seductive and it's very demonic, and yet our children are hearing that more, it appears, now we'll say appears, than they're hearing about how good God is. They're being drawn to the satanic anointing that's been perverted. The Word of God teaches us about unnatural, you know, affections of mankind. But some of the things we are forgetting is that there's also unnatural lyrics and songs. And although growing up we were listening to these songs, when we came home, we heard songs of Zion. We heard the Dickens singers singing. We heard our mothers and maybe even our fathers in the various places in the homes singing songs about, I need thee, oh Lord, I need thee. Or we heard them singing, we welcome you into this place. Talking about welcoming the Holy Spirit into the place. Or we heard them saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. Or we heard them saying, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But we had parents and families that were praying so that when we went to school, when we rode in the various vehicles, wherever we were, we heard the worldly music. We were even out there dancing to it or whatever, came home. Not just on Sunday. See, a lot of people, we go to church on Sunday. Yeah. But when you're knowing that you know that you know there's 7 days to a week, there's 24 hours to a day, and these children, these adults are being drowned, they've been overcome, they're being submerged into all of this demonic warfare of sexual perversions and shootings and killings. But when they come home, some of them are having the same thing. They're not coming home to what we got to come home to. When my mom was cooking and she was singing the songs of Zion, when she was praising God, whether it was when they were making dressing or biscuits or cornbread, they were praising God. I remember it could be midnight and my mom could turn to this one station, a television station, and they would be on there and they would be showing their different various groups of gospel groups. They were singing and we could listen to gospel music all day. Do you know you can turn on the radio and if it's not serious radio, you won't hear what we heard when we were growing up? I've been in places and I've driven to places where I had to search and search and search to try to find a song that talked about God. I remember when Dr. Wright and I would drive from Cleveland to Chicago all the time, and I would have to play songs that I had already had on a CD or on a tape because there was nothing on the radio that was glorifying God. Everything was talking about killing or sex or this or that type of perversion. And then I realized that the enemy of our soul was over music. He was over the praise. So now, if you don't have Sirius Radio or your own CDs and different things in the in your radio, you won't have that radio station that you can turn to that's talking about God 24/7. So no matter, even as an adult, no matter what you turn to on the radio, it's talking about that succubus demon, that demon that you can't underestimate her. Because she's been sent here to represent that demonic, frightening spirit of sexual perversion. But see, she's called succubus. And you don't want to make her angry because you make her angry. Oh, my goodness. But guess what? On today, I'm going to make her angry. Because I'm calling her out that I need for us to understand that this is not going to be some type of demon that we see that isn't beautiful or appealing to the male eye, because our sons are being seduced by a succubus demon, whether it's someone they met in the church. Yes, they're in the church too. They're coming to the church to defile our people, our sons and our daughters. And then you say, but you're talking about the one for the woman. Well, the one for the man is called incubus. So he comes because he's her partner in crime. He's coming, and he's coming after our daughters. And so when you see these various videos now with all of this perversion in it, and we're wondering what's going on with our children. Well, our children are getting it everywhere, in the classroom, you name it. These demons are out there, and they don't care if it's man on man, woman on woman, or if it's you do both, bisexual. That's right, I'm calling it out. They don't care if it's transgender. I'm not saying that people cannot change. I am not saying that God isn't who he is, because he's a great God. But what I'm saying on today is that sexual perversion, whether it's homosexuality or it's nympho or whatever it is, it's coming for our children. It's coming even for the adults. So there are people that are going to churches wondering why all of a sudden they're feeling this or they're feeling that. Well, what are you surrounding yourself with? Are you surrounding yourself with worship? Are you surrounding yourself with wisdom? Are you hanging around elderly people that are teaching you the word of God, the importance of God, the music that you're listening to? What is the music that you're listening to? What are you talking about? What type of conversations are you having? I was talking to a young lady, and she started talking to me about role play. I changed the subject. I was like, I'm not even going to let that enter my ear gates. I'm not even going to entertain that. I was talking to another young lady, and she started talking about how her pastor was doing this and how her pastor was doing that. And I instantly said, you need to run for your life. I said, there's a song that says, I'm running for my life. I'm running for my life. I said, when I see you, I see Forrest Gump. You need to run for your life. I said, that demon is coming after you. I said, your time when we're taught that our libidos are at their maximum. I said, and I see the enemy of our soul coming after you. I said, run. I said, I don't care that it's your pastor. Run. I said, every pastor that's saying that they love the Lord don't really love the Lord. Just like Simon wanted to buy the anointing. There's people trying to buy the true anointing of God that's on your life. There's people trying to pervert the true anointing of God that's on your life. There's people trying to cause your testimony to be a lie. Why? Because they want what you have. They want what you have, and they want to pervert it in a way that it cannot give God the glory. But we've got to make sure that we're paying attention to the conversations and the music and the things we're watching, because people are trying to pervert that word that our mothers and our fathers taught us, and they taught us according to the biblical word of God. Not their opinion, but according to the wisdom of God. Not their opinion, not their intellect, not based off of their degrees. And you all know I don't talk against degrees, because I got a few of my own. I know some of you on the line, you've got a few of your own. But I need for us to know that we need to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with the children. We need to share the word, not our opinions. We need to share the word, not what this person said or that person said, because when everything comes against them, they need the word of God that shall not return unto him void, for it won't turn unto them void. They need the songs of Zion. I don't know about you, but I feel a calling that every time I speak the word, I preach the word, I'm allowed to share the word, that I need to sing some songs of Zion 24/7. I need to say, I need thee, O Lord, I need thee. I need to tell people that they need to know the word of God. We need to go back to the hymnals. We need to go back to those songs that talk about how strong God is. Late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn it around and around and around. We need to tell everybody that, go to that place to where you're saying, yes, Lord, completely, yes, Lord. We've got to go back to reminding people that the songs and the lyrics and the things that they're watching My God, Harry Potter, all of this demonic things that we're watching. Pure flicks, God flicks. Those are things that are showing things that are happening that God is responsible for. Watch what's going into your ear gate, your eye gate. Sanctify them again. Allow God to hollow them out again. When your children are trying to dress in those very revealing ways, it's like my mom used to say, and she would even tell you the scriptures that are lined up with about being in modest attire, not those things that you don't even leave in them, anything to the imagination of a man. Now people are wearing sheer clothes where you can see their very body parts. Not that they weren't wearing them in biblical days, and not that they weren't wearing them when we were younger, but we had that mother of Zion praying for us. That auntie praying for us. Not that auntie or that grandmother that was trying to beat you to the club. The wisdom of God. I'm sending out a clarion call to share the biblical wisdom of God. Teach the children the songs of Zion. Yes, the Dickens singer sung the songs of Zion, and even if you just sat around when they were in rehearsal, you still heard the songs. Even when you went into the kitchen to help your mother cook, you heard the songs of Zion. Even when someone was getting ready to preach or teach the word, many times they started off with a song. They sung it in the middle. They sung at the end. Sandra Thomas would sing and preach and preach and sing. Our sweetie used to sing and sing and sing. Our mother used to sing and sing and sing. There was a message in the song. Don't you know there's a message in these demonic songs that these children are listening to, that these adults are listening to? Well, let's bring back the songs of Zion. If you haven't heard anything else on today, I pray that you heard that we need to consume every area of our lives and the people around us with the word of God, whether it's singing a melody, singing a song, or speaking what the word of God says, because they are being just overcome with the demonic lyrics of the succubus, the incubus, the leviathan. There's so many acts of demonic warfare. Yes, in the very conversations and the songs and everything that's surrounding us. Let's surround ourselves. Let's submerge ourselves. Let's consume ourselves with the songs of Zion that lift up Jesus. The Bible verses that lift up Jesus. The conversations that lift up Jesus. Because everywhere I go, all I'm hearing, perversion, perversion, perversion. I want to hear submersion, immersion into the word of God, into the songs of Zion. The song says, Zion is calling me to a higher place. Zion is calling me to a higher place of praise. That's all I have. Minister Sheila.
Thank you, Apostle. Thank you for the words, encouragement, teaching, and the lessons that I said. Thank you, and I thank you Just want to say the lines are open for anyone that has a testimony or comment or just words to say. The lines are open.
God bless the saints of God. And today, I want to just encourage Apostle Alexa to continue to give out those clarion calls. Continue to tell us as we step up into those positions that God has ordained for us to point these people of all ages back to God's word. God's word is what sustains us. God's word is what will carry us. God's word is what we rest on and have strength in. God's word never fails and will never change, and it's set in the heavens, and we must declare his word no matter what. No matter what those songs are singing, no matter what they're wearing, no matter what they're being told, no matter the lies that are going around as truth, no matter how upside down this world is, we must point back to the word of God. The word of God sustains us. Thank you for the word on today. God bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Marla McCoy. Excuse me. Is there anyone else? I just want to thank God for apostle words and to let us know that no matter in life, devil, the demons, and his family, his people, his children is coming as God's children in all ways, fashion, forms, or how it is. They come to you in a beautiful form, a beautiful attitude, beautiful ways, just a beautiful life, but yet we need to pray and ask Jesus to like guide us, to let us know that the trickery of the devil is upon us. The trickery of the devil is at us. That is the devil and not the man or woman of God. Well, we need your help and to guide us, and we need to pray and ask God every day the menu for us today. What do you have for us today? Lord, guide us and keep us from these demons and devils, but yet help me to recognize them. The devils are so good on playing the God's messenger that if we're not careful and pray our mind to God, then we will be caught in a trap. But no matter what we're going through, we all need to ask God to lead us and to show us what is him, what is his people, where is this person coming from? Is it coming from God, our Father, our Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, or the devil imitators? But God, I thank you, and I thank you for the message and the words that the apostle gave us today. And just want to say thank you, and may God bless us all. Is there anyone else? The lines are open.
Apostle, thank you for the word on today. This is Minister Sylvia. I was blessed by the word. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Kaiser. Right. Forgive me for stumbling. I just want to say, anyone else, Apostle, you have any words? A prayer you want to put in, you want to say or do today before I close out the program?
I would like to pray for the people of God. Father God, I glorify you and I magnify you. I repent for sins of commission, omission, and even things that may have been conceived in my heart or those that are on the line or those that are listening via the WW or the World Wide Web. God, we ask you to sanctify us, sanctify everyone that's around us. God, cause us to shut down any temptation that tries to come our way just like you taught us with Jesus and when he was on the 40 days. God, teach us that it's more than 40 days, but it's a lifetime. It's a lifetime of being tempted by Satan, and that we need your word, God. We need to have your word to stand on. Even when we can't remember a scripture, cause us to remember a song of Zion. Even when we can't remember a song of Zion, cause us to remember to call on the name of Jesus. Call on the name of Jesus. Call on the blood of Jesus. Cause us to say, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And the blood of Jesus is against you. God, cause us to know that we know that we know without a shadow of a doubt that the anointing that you've given us is expensive, is priceless, and we are to guard it with everything that we have. And one can chase 1,000, two can put 10,000 to chase. But God, when we knowingly run towards that which is pulling us away from you, God, cause someone to call us and call it out and say, God is calling you to a higher calling. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for the prayer, Apostle. And I just want to ask if each and every one can listen each and every Sunday morning from 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where Let's Talk with Apostle Elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Monday nights, which is on Blog Talk and also Facebook, Iron Sharpening Iron, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe this Monday night would be Tony Montgomery. I hope I have that right. Missionary, evangelist, teacher, mother, cousin, sister, a woman of God with true knowledge and leadership would be our speaker for this Monday. I have it right, I think. If I don't, please correct me. And on Friday night, which is on Blog Talk and Facebook, is Let's Talk also at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Fridays, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright and Prophet Antoine Thomas, they do share the programs because if one can't because of something that has a business they have to do, the other one can. And then sometimes they share it. But for hours and nights, it will be by a magnificent, wonderful speaker of knowledge and encouragement that can help us through more things than we can realize. But I said thank you, and I thank you. And to remember our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness shall be added unto you. Forgive me for any mistakes or misquotes or things that I might have been incorrected of, but I appreciate it and I thank you and I bless the Lord for letting me be able to participate, to hear the great words and to listen to the programs and to bless us all with life, because without him, we would not be. We need to grow up and to understand no matter what it is. You need to thank God for each and every minute, seconds that you have in this world, because without him, we would not be. And to ask him to lead us from temptations of the ugliness of the devils and the demons. They will bring you to a beautiful place to let you know you are really being transformed or leading to the damnation that the devil also will have in your ending. And God is beautiful from start to beginning. But you have to believe and trust and have faith in God and understand no matter what, put it in God's hands and he shall lead you through all things. Amen and amen. Have a blessed and safe day.